I'm driving in my car.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no, 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 no. This is not a toy.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Keep driving, you crazy.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, just about 10 minutes left in today's trading session. We are pretty much at our lows when it comes to the S&P and the Dow. A little bit off of it when it comes to the NASDAQ, but definitely it does feel like a recalibration when it comes to investors as they try to make sense of Jay Powell's testimony today, because he certainly seemed a little bit hawkish. But keep in mind, rates are still low. Let's see what Aaron Cannon has to say, co-founder and chief executive officer at Clear Harbor Asset Management, over $1 billion in assets under management. Aaron back with us on the phone from Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Aaron. It's been interesting the last week or so. Certainly concerns about the latest COVID variant. And then we had Jay Powell today. What was the most significant thing you think we got from the Fed chief?
Well, certainly the pivot around the acceleration of the taper. We knew the taper was coming, but the notion that perhaps they would accelerate it by 2 months just sort of suggests that Powell has pivoted from a belief that inflation is transitory to now being seemingly concerned about the sort of stickiness factor of inflation. Of course, you have the other headwind of the uncertainty factor around this new variant, and you know, the question around transmissibility and lethality and whether or not the current vaccines will prove effective or not. And so sort of the perfect elixir for higher volatility, which we've really seen now over the last several days. I think we bottomed on through this year and implied volatility at about 15, and it's up over 27 today. And as you noted too, long dated treasuries are lower today, even though Powell is seemingly concerned about inflation. So I think that sort of suggests to me that the market is maybe believing Powell around taper, but not so much around the idea that he can convey a more aggressive tightening program around a higher Fed funds rate in 2022.
So, Aaron, help me reconcile these competing forces happening right now. One is Fed Chair Powell's comments about taper, and the other one is about this transmissibility, or it's unknown, and the new variant running rampant throughout the world right now, and the concerns around that, because that could lead to shutdowns and it could lead to a decline in economic activity.
Yeah, Tim, that's a great question, because it's almost odd in my mind that Powell would decide this week to sort of pivot on the issue of inflation when there's really no new inflation data this week. And 2 weeks ago, he was a little more certainly in the transitory camp. So I'm a bit baffled by that, and I wonder if this is akin to the sort of taper tantrum of 2018, just before Christmas. With that said, the virus, at least at an anecdotal level, may be less lethal and yet is more transmissible than the Delta variant. Now, that's quite normal that this would occur as a virus is trying to sort of remain, quote-unquote, alive in a population. Transmissibility tends to spread, and lethality tends to move lower.
Aaron, it says something, though, right, for Jay Powell, to Tim's point, that he was comfortable enough in, you know, an environment where over the past 3 days we've seen volatility in a big way, and we've seen the concerns about the variant. But for him to still feel confident in his testimony and going before lawmakers to take the word transitory off the table, to say that we might speed up the pace at which we cut back on those asset purchases, does it speak to the underlying strength that he sees in the economy, even with all of that going on?
Well, I don't know is the short answer, but you know, I must confess, I'm sort of in the camp that still believes that if it were not for COVID, we would not have an inflation problem, and that if we do have a post-COVID world, if COVID can dissipate to the point where the global economy can normalize, and is that a 2022 event or 2023 event, we do not know, but I believe it is something for the future, that there is an episodic or transitory or whatever term you want to use, nature to inflation. And bottlenecks should subside, and some of the sort of structural headwinds to inflation should also rear their head again, which is that, you know, we do have an aging worker population. We do have a declining global rate of population growth more generally. Productivity gains through technological advancements should prove disinflationary or continue to prove disinflationary over time. But, you know, there's also the other side of this that I think we need to be cognizant about, and maybe this is where Powell is right now, and that is there's a bit of a deglobalization effort underway where I think a lot of corporations are realizing that the notion of just-in-time may be less important than, you know, having, you know, as the phrase is, just-in-case, having, you know, production here in the United States or with our neighbors and not with a nemesis economically and militarily. And so that can be inflationary over time, and maybe that's a sticky part of this equation.
Hey, Aaron, we just have about a minute left with you, and I'm wondering if on days like today, you're getting calls from clients because they're so used to seeing the stock market, at least in 2021, go one way, higher.
Yes, I mean, to be honest with you, our phones have been quiet on that front, and I think that's because we stay in touch with our clients. We have an asset allocation and a risk management framework that's unique to each client. And so the idea that a client may need cash today or tomorrow doesn't mean we run out and have to sell equities in this market today. That would mean, I think, that we're doing something quite irresponsible in the planning process. So I think our clients are probably reasonably calm about where things are. They know that volatility is a natural function of markets. But they also know that we're, you know, looking after their asset allocation and that we're creating a risk-adjusted portfolio that's specific to them, both for the short, medium, and long term in their financial life.
Well, it's for me, it just feels like there's a recalibration of so many different things going on, whether it's in the energy markets, whether it's in demand, whether it's people leaving the workforce for good and just different things going on. But we're definitely seeing things play out in the market. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much. Co-founder, Chief Executive Officer at Clear Harbor Asset Management, roughly $1 billion in assets under management, with us on the phone once again from Stamford, Connecticut.